Let's see what you do.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep time is over, baby.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep time's over. Come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Reporting live from Hawaii, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. We on location worldwide on your stereo tech. On your phone, on the pad, guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over. Give a toast up to the
part three.
Not my car.
No doubt.
Heavily bent, peep my mission. Have the chicks tripping in the
Hey, friends! Yeah! Alright, welcome to Sleep Time's Over. Hey, good to see you all. Glad you all came out. It's the Halloween edition. Tonight's guest, Lau Paka, is going to be here to tell us some ghost stories. We also have from Skull and Crown a good friend, Noah! Hey, Sky Cameron. Hey, good to see ya. Right on. This guy's doing good things over here on the spin tables.
Appreciate those bellies.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyways, your host tonight, DJ Zach Morris. Bring him on out, guys. Give him a round of applause.
The return of Ja Harden.
You remember who I am, man?
Ja
Harden. It's been a long time I've been here, man. This show. Tristan Thompson. That's the last thing I said last time.
What the bumba clock.
This is Ja Harden, the reggae rocket. I wear the colors of Jawai.
Yes.
From the mountain to the ocean.
Yes. God of mercy.
Freeze you from Kailua. I don't know much about the Kailua because there are plenty of howling people are there. I don't know where they go.
Agreed.
But I am back, finally. Only fitting. I come back on Jawai, hasn't been talked about on this show. Sports hasn't been talked about on this show. About time I come back on Bum O'Clock.
Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy. It's really weird to talk with this.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't go that far when I was talking about, you know, the mustache beard thing. It factors in.
It does.
So we'll see how long I keep this on before I just say screw it. It's the Halloween show,
it's
everyone.
It's the Halloween show.
This?
Hey.
I tell you, and episode 142 of the program we call Sleep Time's Over. This is actually the 1 year anniversary of doing the show here at this establishment.
That's right. That's
the Highbrow Room.
And the same guest on the 1 year.
The same guest last year. Go figure.
We have Lau Paka coming back.
And the last time he was here, it was dark.
It was like three of us in here.
It was you.
It was four of us technically, right? Like it was
the Lord was here. Some other broad was here. Yeah. And we were in pitch black, and he showed up, and he didn't know what to make of it. He's going to be a little surprised this time around, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Lau Paka Kapanui.
We got an audience here. We got people dressed up.
We got
Give
people,
it up
yes,
for you.
In Halloween, dressed up, yeah. We have people from what they call the industry. It's the industry. It's a thing. And they're here.
Yep.
Shout out to everybody. We took kind of like a week break because of, I guess we wanted to build this special Monday night show.
Yes.
So we don't usually do the show on Monday nights. So we do it on Tuesday. So we took the week break off, and here we are continuing in October. Shout out to everyone on, of course, iTunes, Spotify. Shout out to iHeartRadio. Shout out to, and we can't forget the Hot Sauce Challenge. We were on Twitch.
That's right.
Everybody on Fortnite, all pissed off. We're on Twitch. The nerds, they don't know what to do. They're ready to, you know, they don't know whether to watch or masturbate. So then we got to decide. So we're on that now, and the viral, it just continues on, right? Freeze, how did you, what's your thoughts? DJ Freeze is here.
DJ Freeze is here.
What's up, yo?
That's right.
Straight out of Crystal Lake. Straight out of Crystal Lake.
Champ Crystal Meth. And Freeze, did you enjoy the hot sauce challenge?
I did not.
No, fuck it, right? Yeah.
I mean, no, I enjoyed the company, but that's it was.
Well,
stupid,
you know, it was pretty bad.
The wings were good. Shout out Vons.
Shout out Vons.
Koreans make the best wings.
They do make some good chicken wings, yes.
Right? And after that, it was all downhill. Shout out to the Lord, Thorez. Can we say that? I don't even.
Hey,
I was outside.
Hey.
Lord, if you said that, I was outside. I don't know. Okay, but shout out to the Lord because he almost died that night.
He did.
I think
he
did.
Was gonna die.
I think he died and came back.
That's good. Much like Halloween. So that took place on Twitch. We have that going on. Shout out to everyone that checked that out. And here we are, the Halloween episode. A lot of scary stuff. You know, and when we discuss scary things, here it goes, our first soundbite. So Sky, you know, and Sky Cameron is here, of course, the man that is seen, but will be seen today, tonight possibly, because we have like a lot of camera angles now, a lot of angles. So yeah, shout out Pornhub. And then we're going to do that, and we're going to hopefully get you on the air, all right, hopefully. But on top of that, we got to shout out something that, along with the hot sauce challenge, along with our guest tonight that we're going to have to talk about, we're going to talk about, you know, a lot of spooky stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about true spooky things. And let's establish that for right now. Like, what really makes you scary? What really makes things scary? What really gets you scared?
What are my biggest fears? What are my biggest phobias? Are we starting with me or are we starting with you?
Well, let's talk about in general, because when we talk about scary things, let's talk about things such as unemployment. Let's talk about things such as getting a girl pregnant when you're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Brain aneurysms, all right?
STDs.
STDs, pink slips.
Yep.
I mean, that is true.
Getting attacked by a shark. That's one of mine. That's what I don't go in
what
water.
You do in your private time is your own business. But I'm just saying, when you think about scary things, you think about trying to, you know, restart your life at 40. Shout out to people that are over 40.
Where did that one come from? Midlife crisis?
I'm not talking to you, Freeze. I'm just saying, you know, thinking about going back to college. You know, you're at 35. You know, because 40 is the cutoff. If you
coming
can't
from
figure
the 40-year-old man with a beard.
with I'm wearing this.
Chin strap beard.
shout out to this shit. So when you talk about unemployment, when you talk about problems, when you talk about pregnancy, STD, going back to KCC, these are true scary things.
So is this the new concept for your haunted house? It's all real life horrors. Right. Like you saying, turn the corner and there's a girl's like, I'm pregnant, and there's another corner. You turn around, the doctor's like, you got herpes. You got the herpes.
Got herpes. Sky, can I just say this, all right? There's going to be a million Halloween specials out there, all right? A million guys are going to talk about Halloween and ghosts and goblins and all kind of phantasms. All I'm saying is, let's talk about what truly gets people scared.
You know what scares me? When you drive in and there's a police officer behind you and you never do nothing wrong.
You see?
You scared as hell.
That's scarier than Hellraiser. That's scarier than, you know, Blair Witch, okay? Seeing the cops, all right? At the, what do you call it? The DUI checkpoint. What am I to do, right? I don't go out late, so that's... Freeze, that's your department.
Yeah, no fun.
I'm just saying, I just want to establish that right now. We're going to try to be a different show. We're going to try to be a different Halloween show. We're going to talk about real-life scary things going on.
Waking up while you're... waking up from anesthesia during surgery.
Maybe not coming out of anesthesia. Maybe you get an anesthesia and you got to go get your molars taken out and then you don't come out. And then that's it. Scary stuff, right?
All freaky.
Waking up at 3 in the morning wondering if I'm going to get a job. Wondering if that shop owner is going to call me back for that second interview.
Going to jail in Mexico.
Ooh.
Once again, what you do in your spare time is up to you, but I'm just talking about real things going on.
Locked up abroad.
Okay.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Episode 142.
A lot of spooky stuff.
This really doesn't work. So, Sky, what kind of news we got? Do we have any Halloween-esque things going on here?
We're basically going to talk about, like, what is the current state in 2019 of trick-or-treating? Trick-or-treating is dead.
That's only like
it's
a
gone,
Call 'Em All,
right? It's gone right now. Kids, parents don't let their kids go out anymore, right?
Not even Call 'Em All?
I mean, they can go to the mall,
they
but
go
what's,
to Pearl Ridge,
what's
okay, that,
the mall well, like now, you know? Well, do you remember when we were kids? I mean, we're old, obviously. So, like, we'd get our bag of candy, we'd go out. And we're gallivanting for blocks and blocks. I mean, I remember we were out for like four or five hours, man.
I don't know about that.
We cover the whole Milani, man.
That's your central side, bro. Let me tell you something. What we do in Makiki, we just go a couple of houses, get out of there. That's all we do. And then we go home, watch VH1 had Night of the Living Dead every night when I was in grade school. You see, I was a latchkey child. And I would, my mom was, here's another scary story. My mom was always working. So on Halloween night, I would always be home by myself. And I would always be watching Night of the Living Dead.
So as a latchkey kid, did you have fears that a burglar was going to break into the house when you were in the house?
No, because I was in a condo.
Oh, okay.
Nobody breaks into condos. Back in the early 90s. So, yeah. So just, you know, shout out to condo life. But that's really much all. So I guess you had a
so
more
you never
a
you never
family.
Trick-or-treated. Yeah, I trick-or-treated all through elementary school. And
yes.
Me and all the friends, we'd dress up and go out, walk around. And we'd be out for like 3-4 hours, man.
That's too long.
They give out iPads in Kailua, so I definitely.
And we would always like.
iPads in Kailua, was this 92? What is he talking about?
No, now.
They're giving out iPads right now?
No, I trick-or-treat now.
Wow. I never heard of anything of that nature. But then what they do in Kailua, they're a separate town, so I don't know what they're doing over there. But I don't recall being out that long.
Yeah, we were out from like 5 o'clock until like 9 o'clock.
It's like a work shift. I don't know what you're
doing. Yeah, and we'd come back and we'd have the huge bag of candy. And I guess maybe because Mililani was just like a safe, boring suburb.
It's a family family town.
I think that's probably what it was.
So. What about top candies? What kind of candies would you bring home?
You know, I always liked the more, you know, the classics, right? Snickers, Kit Kat.
Yep, all day.
Back in the day, it was Nutrageous. I don't know if you remember a candy with the silver wrapper. It's called Chunky. You remember this one?
Vaguely remember this one, yes.
Raisins, milk chocolate.
See, raisins, you shut me off at that.
But right. Nobody's eating raisins. Chocolate covered raisins.
No one under 10 is eating raisins. Come on.
I don't know. I kind of was into it.
Well, what about like a whatchamacallit? Remember
that? Yeah, whatchamacallit was great. It was like a wafer, right? It was a wafer.
It was something. And then you had Klondike bars.
Klondike was a straight up ice cream bar. People would give you ice cream?
Klondike bars. What would you do with a Klondike bar? It's like a minty chocolate thing. Room temperature, you get this thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't remember? Freeze, you know this.
No, Klondike bar ice cream. You're talking about some other
thing. I think
Klondike
is talking about ice cream.
I'm talking about candy, man.
I think you were hanging out by yourself in
Klondike ice cream. I want you guys, Google that right now. It's a circular thing. You got an iPad.
What about
circular thing? You log it in and you look up Klondike bar. All right. Industry people. York peppermint patty.
I think you're mixing that up.
Is that a different thing?
I think you're mixing those.
Well, I stand correct. It's a Halloween show.
I think you're having an aneurysm on Halloween.
See how scary this can be? Lopaka, get ready. We got something to tell you. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, it's a York peppermint patty.
Right, but then we talked about the candies that we hated. Candy corn was bullshit, right?
Nobody ate candy.
Getting
corn.
Sun-made raisins, right?
Once I like the chocolate raisins covered again. Raisins. No one's getting raisins in Halloween time.
Right?
I don't know what you're talking about right
now. Sometimes I go to the house and get floss. They give us floss.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they give us like a little kid's toothbrush.
What is this? Is this like Mililani?
That was Mililani, man. A lot of dentists.
It's not White Kelly? All right. Well, besides that, I mean, there's also...
Dr. Miyashiro, DDS.
Noted. Let's look at what are the movies you're watching back in the day.
So I was going to ask you, what was the first movie you can remember from childhood that scared the shit out of you, that you can remember affected you, you had nightmares about it? Mine was Alien, the 1979 Alien, which...
The first Alien.
Is more of a sci-fi movie, but still, you can consider it a horror. I think it kind of rides between the genres.
Wait a minute. You just said horror.
Horror.
Hey, shout out to Moani Hara.
There you go.
You want to see the horror movie? You see the horror movie or the horror movie?
I think the local.
That was in a previous episode.
The local snuck out of me in that one. So.
All right.
But I kind of rode that sci-fi horror line.
That's
right?
A good movie too, right? And then, well, Night of the Living Dead was always the one because I always would see that every Halloween, and that's how I got introduced to that movie.
Right.
Being a black and white movie in the late 80s, and they had there was naked women in this because they're zombies, right?
So they're
naked, and there's gore, and I never seen anything like it. So that was one that affected me. As far as a childhood movie, I don't know if it was scary.
So, what do you feel? Is there a movie from your childhood, or maybe let's cap it at maybe when you're in high school, but maybe pre high school days that you can still watch that still kind of gives you the chills, that still kind of scares you now?
See, I don't know about any scary movie.
Nothing.
Like if we go back to if we look at Exorcist, right? Exorcist.
I was gonna say the Exorcist. That still kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Exorcist is kind of humorous to me right now. If I watched it now. I don't know. Like, you look at Phantasm, you look at Hellraiser, a lot of these kind of sort of hold up, but not in the effect of, I'm scared right now. I don't know.
You know, movie scared the crap out of me as a kid, and it sucks now, I just laugh at it, is Poltergeist. Poltergeist does not hold up at all.
Poltergeist does not hold up. I would give Poltergeist more than, I was going to say more than Exorcist, but no. I mean, Poltergeist had its moments. And Poltergeist is something that could actually happen. It's like the movies that where it could actually happen... would be more scary. Like, okay, a lot of people, they bag on Blair Witch, right? So Blair Witch, a lot of people didn't like it, but you could literally get lost in the forest.
Yeah, at that time it
right?
was.
And back in the day, we didn't have GPS, right? So you have this map, you have a sheet,
right?
And you're going to get lost with this sheet, and then what? You fall down, you're dead. So Blair Witch, I have to say, would be something that is scary in the fact that it could actually happen. I don't know about 2019 with maps and whatnot, but that is something, being lost in the forest. That would be something to get back to your question.
Yeah, for me, in that respect, Paranormal Activity, the first one, I thought that was a really well-done movie, right?
Right, right. So well-done movie in that sense. Anything in the paranormal, I guess.
I think, for me, ghost, obake, anything you can't kill, you can't kill.
Yes.
Like, there's obviously rules for a zombie, there's rules for a werewolf, there's rules for a vampires.
Right.
There's no rules for ghosts.
So that would be
all
the
bets
scary.
Are off.
situation.
And so
right?
that's, I think that's what scares me the most, the unknown. That scares me the most.
And you know what else is the unknown?
Oh.
Trying to get a job.
Oh!
I tell you what, when you're 40 and you're trying to figure out life and you're trying to go back at the seat, we're trying to go this angle. Figuring out a new career. This could be scary stuff. See, this is a different angle for the Halloween special. Looking at real life situation. Freeze, does that grip you hard or get you scared?
I'm terrified every day I wake up.
He just got laid off as a counselor at Crystal Lake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Life is scary. I don't need Halloween.
Life is scary. You see, that's the summarization that we're going to have at this show. All right. Anything else we got before we get to... We got a lot of fun stuff coming
speaking
up here,
of,
so.
Well, speaking of scary, the new Kanye West album was released on Friday.
Oh, how much time you got? Well...
You want to talk about that one?
I don't know if we can deep dive into that right now.
We might want to save it for another episode, but did you get to listen to it?
Yes.
It's literally 27 minutes. The whole album's 27 minutes.
Well, it's the most coherent he's ever sounded, though. It's like he got off the meds or the meds are working, either or. But he sounds coherent. But he warned us a long time ago with that Jesus Walk song. Like, hey, God, shape me. Get ready. And this is what this basically was, right? I mean,
didn't you feel that the album is like rushed and feels like it's almost incomplete? Like
there's nothing memorable about it.
Right. And right when a song is, you feel like it's just about to take off, the song ends because every song on the album is 2 minutes.
Well, that's 2019, though. That's 2019 music.
All songs, I don't understand.
For the majority, are 2 minutes or so in nature, so you can't really fault the formula there. But the material he's using is he's now playing off of like he's really into God and now he's saying that, you know, hip hop is the devil music and all this kind of crazy stuff. So I'm like,
well, in his defense, he's always been rapping about God and rapping about his Christianity.
Right.
But I think he's like soul searching. And I think even more so the backlash from his fans because of the Trump support, right? He's wearing the MAGA hat. He's going all crazy.
It's all the shock and awe once again.
Right.
That's all it is. And, see, this is scary talking right here. See, this is.
Weird. I know. We should have got Jay Nez to do a Kanye West poll today.
Jay Nez, we have currently on the IG a Kanye West poll. Have you pulled that up yet on the
no,
Instagram?
We'll start one though.
We have one up there already. I put that on.
Oh really?
Thanks for checking it out. No, we have one on.
Sorry for not looking earlier, man.
We got a Cracker Jack staff, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Nez, what's the poll? We got people like the Kanye West album or not on the Instagram story. The kids do. Oh, we need to get that up 2%.
What the fuck is going on
here? Why 69? Okay, so let's get to it. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. We got two guests.
We got great guests coming up. First of all, we got Noel Laporga is going to be here from Haunted Plantation, Skull and Crown.
Right. Hey.
We're gonna deep dive into the horror, and then we have a gentleman who was here just a year ago at this same Halloween special, Lopaka Kapanui, Mysteries of Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right.
To all kinds of stuff. Let's take a break here. Sleep time's over.
All right.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
Sleep time's over is back. That's the air horn. I kind of, for a second, I forgot about the air horn amongst all of the debauchery of horror. Of horror.
Yeah.
And
isn't that horror in the club?
The air horn's a horror. That's kind of like the time where you got to get out or something, or like you got an STD or you got to, or both. Sleep time's over is back. And news and notes as we do. First off, shout out to the sponsors. We didn't get a chance to do that amongst all of the horror. Shout out to the Highbrow Room, the establishment that we're here.
Yeah, that's right.
1 year of being in the Highbrow Room. Shout out to Aloha Beer Company down there. Right? Shout out to LMC Media. Shout out to Sakayan Company, which has desserts. It's what they call desserts. But the dessert this week is a ghost thing. Calamense. No, that was a couple weeks ago.
It's
Calamense. Calamense.
It's red velvet. It's blood red velvet.
Hey, bloody red. Yes, it's... I was going to say like... period, but no. So
oh, jeez.
We lost all the female viewers. That's it. That's it. Ooh. Shout out Twitch. See? Scary stuff, right? See what I'm saying? This is the scariest show. Disgusting show. Yes, that's right. Shout out
the
to
the Carrie Cupcakes, you call him.
Shout
right?
out to the industry's own Liko, is what he's called.
Oh,
shout out to Liko
hey.
Of the industry. That's what they're saying.
He's dressed like he's going. Hashtag he's getting ready for the purge.
He's dressed for the purge. He's going to take everybody out. He's going to start with Kailua. So, yes. And let's go with next week's show. Next week's show is going to be a big one.
Yep.
Because we're going to have, I guess it's going to be Ladies Night Part 2.
It is a Ladies Night Part 2.
We're going to have Samantha Moore from, wow, hey. What song was that? That was Memphis Bleak.
It was Jewel Santana.
Jewel Santana. Yes. No one remembers him. Yeah. And then we're going to have Samantha Moore from Smith & Kings, the owner of Smith & Kings.
That's right.
And then we're going to have, this is going to be something, we have Lady Alma's going to be here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like, if you remember King Brit, Silk 130, like the late 90s, early 2000s, where like you had Neo Soul, and then you had like the groovy house. It was just the great sound of just like that groovy era. She's made a comeback, and she's gonna be here. She's performing November 8th.
Exciting.
Soulgasm's 12-year anniversary of Hawaiian Brian's.
That's right.
How about it?
Give it up.
Hey, wait. Oh, okay. And also, we're going to have Soulgasm herself will be here. We'll just leave it at that as a mystery.
All right.
As that as well.
So but it'll be November. That's show. November 5th. That's the ladies' night show.
November 8th. Is
November
the,
8th, excuse me.
November 5th is the ladies' night show, yes, for us. November 8th is going to be Hawaiian Brian's Soulgasm. And we're going to do a giveaway. And I'm not sure what we're going to do for the giveaway, but we have two tickets to the November 8th show at Hawaiian Brian's. And I don't know what should we do for a giveaway. Let's brainstorm now. All right, that
we make them play who dis.
Yeah, that's gonna
we
work.
We make them eat hot sauce.
Right.
Oh no.
All right. Let's get right to the scariness. Our first guest is this guy's a crazy guy. So it's gonna be fun. He is the owner of Skull and Crown.
That's right.
Hotel Street Haunted Plantation, which is going on its 13th. It's only appropriate the 13th year of going on at this the Haunted Plantation. He also does the Ghost Bar, Ala Moana Center.
That's right.
He's got all. He's the mecca of Halloween and horror. Let's bring him out, Noah Laporga. Let's go. Where's he at? There he's coming. Look at that. I need my beard again. Did you make this?
Yeah.
Wow. It's fantastic. What did you channel to make this mess?
I don't know. I just wanted to create something random and creepy.
It is. I tell you what. Thank you for being on here because this is like the busiest time of year for you. Yeah, like you got thousands of things going on. How are you? How is everything going thus far in 2019 for all these events?
It's kind of crazy now. Yeah. So
small kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Haunted Plantation is always growing. This is the 14th year.
This is the 14th year? Jesus.
14th year. It gets crazier and crazier. So
for the people that don't know.
It's fun and, you know.
Yeah, yes. This is Waipahu, right?
Yeah.
On
Hawaii's Plantation Village. So
how was that created? What was the idea behind that?
I don't know. I was a weird kid growing up, trick-or-treating in Mililani.
Hey, yay, all right. Hey, Mililani. All right. There you go. You're not alone, Sky.
Shout out, Floss.
That's why I'm kind of weird, so. I should get some canned juice too. That's what I used to like getting. Like Aloha Made juice. That's
Aloha Made right? juice.
That's what I used to get.
Automatic. Yeah. So from Aloha Made juice to the Haunted Plantation. It's only fitting that that's the transition. Yeah.
Did you love haunted houses growing up?
I did.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So
What was the first one back in the day? Was it like March of Dimes?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. And Waipahu used to have the community one at the district park. So
okay.
Hella ghetto. But it was fun, though.
94 like, block, yep.
I mean, 94 block. So had the... Woo! I just remember all the actors getting hit and punched. And
you're going to pop out in front of brothers. You're going to get...
Right. This leads into tons of questions about Haunted Plantation. Okay, so this is by far like the scariest thing on the island, you know, next to like KPT or you know whatever, or Hotel Street. But then, when you put this together, what's your idea going into putting together? Like it's already a built situation, but what's your strategy as far as like point A to point B? How do you build the audience? How do you put this together? A maze, a haunted maze.
I used to do art shows, I'm not sure if you remember, in Chinatown, like before Plantation or anything. It used to be like independent underground stuff in that same building, the Madonka building that we have Skull and Crown at. So that was kind of the connection for Skull and Crown. But yeah, I used to just kind of rent out that whole gutted space on the top and then have art shows, everything like that.
Okay.
I think it was what, 2004, 2005, around that time.
So 2006 was when you started.
Yeah, that's when we did the Plantation. So, yeah, going to all those smaller haunts, which were cool.
Yeah.
But kind of learning like more guerrilla marketing and stuff like that for doing the art shows and you know, flyers, like just hitting up all these shops, towers and jellies, putting up posters. Was pretty much how we got started with the Plantation as far as marketing and all that stuff. So right now we still rock like those street signs, the ghetto street signs. But there's like a little contact form on top of our website, like asking people how they hear about us. And large percentage is like 60% of it can say, oh, street signs, street signs.
It works.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a social media time like this, it's kind of like, you know, we can do that. So we kind of don't do much marketing right now because it's kind of too many, a lot of people come out. So,
and so how do you, so you have all these actors that, where do you recruit the actors from? How do you get the word out?
Before it used to be Craigslist.
Hey, all right.
We started getting a lot of, seriously, we used to get some wackos come out and,
I bet.
Tell me about it. And it's like, random. So it's like, we started, letting go a lot of these like weirdos that would do some weird things. But I mean, when we first started, it was just family, you know, it's like, I approached the Plantation like multiple times before 2005.
Okay.
I said, oh, I have this idea. I think it would be cool. Hawaii has some haunted houses, but I think we can do something cool and different.
Yeah.
And they, there's an old Filipino lady at the end of the line, and I would be like, oh, can I do that? It's a museum.
Right.
That was a Filipino accent, but.
I'm
not very good. But anyways, turned down multiple times, so I just kind of went in and then said, oh, I think it'll be good for the village as well, you know, raise some money, fundraiser, that stuff. First year was just maybe like 7 actors throughout the whole village, and which was me every once in a while, and my family, my mom, my brother, and my cousin.
We
just kind of hopped out of the bushes because they didn't let us go into the stuff. We kind of threw it out there, and... not expecting the turnout, had a long line.
Right, it's amazing.
From Ticket Booth all the way up to Waipahu Street.
Yeah.
Onto the road, and I was okay, 7 people.
Yeah.
You know, 7 of us spread out throughout the village, which was we were just like throwing pots, everything. We had cheap masks.
So you're just in this, okay now.
White. Wow. Yeah, and this is like, we didn't know what to do. We were just stressing it up, and it was a disaster. But, I mean, it was kind of like a beautiful mess because it was kind of, it turned into something.
Yeah, it's in the rawest form.
Kind of formed into something professional. And,
yeah, like one time you had like 60 actors or something, right?
Yeah, we still have like around that time.
So that's the current number right now? 60 plus?
Yeah.
Wow.
And your place, it's a truly haunted site.
That you can talk to Lopaka about.
That's something else, right? So
there's some things that happened and things that...
And like some of the scare actors even have something happened to them.
Yeah, so there's some stuff and there's kind of... Yeah, there's a lot of things that happened that unexplainable.
It's unreal.
I guess the first couple years is when it was kind of creepy. It was just pretty much me just going by myself.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Rolling out extension cords and just kind of like setting up fog machines.
Unreal.
And I would just kind of bounce out like after that.
So how long does this run from a day, the Plantation? You run it for how many hours?
We open at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. and then we usually sell out once the parking lot fills up. So sometimes, like on this past Saturday, it was 6:30 we closed. Because it's kind of, this is just like everyone has the same ideas. Like, oh, let's go to the plantation on this night, you know, the week before.
Right.
And so we can only accommodate so many people, so we just kind of cut it off. Where the officers just close that. So.
So then you have these characters; they're all in the designated areas, and they come out for hours on end, do their thing.
They do that.
What if they gotta pee or something? Like, what do they do? And the guy takes a break, and then the guy walks by, and then there's nothing that happens. There's a guy that takes over.
Oh, I'll just tell them
the life of
trees,
a
scare.
Yeah, there you go. Or get the bottle.
No, but we usually have like 2 to 3 people. Yeah, attached bottles.
Wow. I was always wondering about the whole mazes thing. It's like you have these guys who are just there, ready to go, like someone coming out of the tub for hours on end and just doing that. They gotta be fit at this point, right? Squatting and
people lose weight and they
shout out fitness.
Fitness and horror.
So we took a picture of them during the casting or the audition. Yeah. And they kinda out of shape, and then at the end of it, skinny.
Bro. Oh, lose weight. get ripped. Yeah. Jump out of the tub, get ripped. Wow, I always wondered about that because it's just hours on end. You got to be on it, and plus you have to be in.
What is the time of the total walkthrough?
It's like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 minutes. And then there's people that just are too scared to go in, so they hold up the line, and it's like 20 minutes.
So. Get out of here, these guys.
Escorts. A lot of escorts.
People
actually crap themselves, you know, sometimes. Really? We have to clean it up, so.
Oh, scary.
It's like
shit.
Two weeks ago, it's all like a mind thing too. That we try to create something like when people are like waiting in that line, we put them in front of the side of the museum or the main building, so people can see the village, and hear the screams, and that kind of builds like something in there. And then so when they do come in, sometimes they want to get escorted out before they even go into the tunnel. Yeah. So it's like.
And does that?
My thing. And, yeah.
You have a lot of rules, of course. You know, for these guys that come in, do you see a lot of these guys, like all the mokes that come in and just sucker punching all these suckers and?
I think 2 years. First 2 years. The second year, first year we did one night, second year we did two nights, and then the second year when we did two nights, the first night, everyone was getting like knocks.
Really?
Everyone. And then that.
Oh, where are they from?
And then it was like, because we didn't have a formula yet. We're right next to Pupuola Street, you know, down that whole area, and all those kids would just come up and, you know. The slippers and just kind of
scrap
so
all night.
We never had that, you know, that we had that problem, and we didn't have security, we didn't have officers.
Right.
Well, we had one, but it was useless. And then, you know, it's just that second year, I was like, just gonna cancel it, you know, because I was like, well, we're never gonna do this again. Everyone had like their prosthetics falling off their face, and you know, everyone's getting like slapped and stuff.
Oh God!
So freaking now, guys. I mean, it's just like
cut it out.
There's groups, but that's why now, if you go to the haunt, we have like volunteers laced throughout the whole place and security.
Yeah.
So we have to use the soles to protect us from the soles.
There we go. Yeah. Good. Soli on soli violence. It's a thing.
All our our friends and family are like from Waipahu area too. So So
that's good.
Yeah, and then so it's like pretty much we do rules, of course, in the beginning. I think once it starts to get really busy is when there's trouble. Like, you know, when we have to send in bigger groups, then I think no one's there, so or watching. But we have to throw out a lot of people in the first half, and like our security, they're on it. They're like bouncers, so.
I would think they have to be, so, right?
Yeah, but
right.
When we first hired or got our security, they're like all big Samoan guys. It's like, man, they'd be grabbing kids like this, walking them out, like lifting them up, and full of people and just throwing them up because they touched the actors and stuff.
Right.
It's like, you know.
Wow.
But now it's pretty cool, you know. After
everybody knows and respects
the rules,
now.
But the second time, it was like, oh, man.
These
never
kooks.
Again.
Right. Scott, you've been to this? You've been to the Haunted Plantation?
No. I've always wanted to go. Now I really want to go. Now I feel like I want to go to the Sole Village, and because I feel like that would really scare
Sole
the shit
village.
Out of me.
Yeah.
That's the offshoot. It's like the
It's just all bouncers. It's like my biggest fear.
That's the California adventure of the Haunted Plantation. The offshoot.
It's just like it's my worst nightmare. It's like every club I've been like not let in the door. Yeah,
so
like
you get scared by the security, you know, the security. And the monsters.
So. In real life, you got jumping out. Yeah. Wow. So then, what led to then Skull and Crown? Was that was the next
Skull and Crown? Legend? I was big, you know, I'm a big Tiki fan. I go, and then a lot, Trader Sam's, False Idol, all those places.
Yeah.
I mean, in Hawaii, you know everyone. You know, we got friends, bartenders, friends who own bars, restaurants. You know, it's just one big family. You know, you kind of know everyone. So, so I thought about wanting to opening up Skull and Crown.
How long has this been open?
It's been open June 7th, so less than, still just a couple months. But something totally different. Yeah, there's like a little taste of horror or dark, more of a darker thing in there.
Right. So the people that haven't been there, the interior of this place, the layout is great.
Yeah.
It's basically like, I don't even,
it's like a goth tiki or something.
Goth,
yeah.
Like some pirate stuff going on. And then Hawaii Five-0 plays in the background, like strangely. It's like all kind of shit going on.
Yeah.
So that alone is the entertainment value of this place.
Yeah. So. It's like, big fan of that, but I didn't want to do too kitsch, you know?
Yeah.
We also have like a effects company in Los Angeles. So it's like a warehouse, a studio.
Oh, okay.
In Van Nuys. Or in the valley, I would say Los Angeles, where we kind of make our masks and props and stuff for movies, as other haunted houses. So we have all this. I was just telling my partner when we first opened, I was like, let's do something random and different. Let's create like a trading company, because Hotel Street, or especially Chinatown, was known for a lot of trading and stuff early 1900s. So pre Don the Beachcomber, you know, he started the whole tiki thing, you know. We wanted to do something like thinking about what would inspire him to create something, but, you know, the whole tiki bar movement stuff.
And then who's your co-creator?
Angelina.
Shout out
to Angelina Khan. Yeah.
So what's the next for you guys? What's the next deal after this? We have the Ghost Bar.
Yeah, we do the Ghost Bar. That's just a pop-up thing, you know. It's just more fun stuff at Ala Moana. They wanted to put something together. So, just Halloween themed.
You're a busy guy. Man. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
And it's pretty fun.
It's otherworldly.
Come before midnight, because it can't turn into like a ratchet party.
Oh,
that's
yes.
scary. And, see?
Where's the air horn? Get the air horn out.
We'll call it the Haunted
Ratchets. Right? What's scary? The Ratchets or the Ratchets, right?
It's the Ratchets, man. The Haunted Ratchets. Yeah. Well, that's what I would call that.
Speaking of Haunted Ratchets, I'll give you an assignment, sir, before we go to break. And I want to get your thoughts on this one. We're going to get you get your thoughts on your Mount Rushmore of horror movies.
All right.
Horror.
Yeah. Horror.
What would you go for?
Horror movies.
Well said. Well said. Yes.
Yeah.
What you got? What's your favorite here?
All right. I got three movies.
Well, that's not...
I don't know. Is that...
Let's go with the three, and then we can see if we can come up with a fourth one for you.
I guess so. You're just talking about just horror movies in general?
Yeah.
Ones that you never get sick of. Yeah, like ones that you never, ever get sick of.
Well, of course, Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween, the original, nice.
Of course, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's growing up, you know, when... VHS tapes were kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid just kind of waiting in line at the Foodland in YPO. And then they used to rent out VHS tapes.
Yeah.
The video rental.
I would see Halloween 1, 2, 3, and 4, the face of Michael Myers.
Right.
Just on those tapes. And I would be like, wow, that's pretty haunting and scary. You know, my little brother would always just kind of walk past it and kind of avoid that whole VHS or rack, because of just the
the
face of that, you know. And of course Exorcist, like what you guys are talking about, was it something that you
I
guys
still love it.
As a kid,
kid's gonna freak you out.
But it's a legit good movie.
I don't know if it'll freak you out now, though. I mean, Because we kind of get the what's going on. If she's throwing up at people, enough, you
can't argue that it's a really well made, well written, well acted movie. Yeah,
classic. I mean, the part of her like doing the crab walk.
Exactly, that's a great scene. You know, excellent scene.
I mean, being a kid and watching that, that's kind of like...
It affected you.
As a kid, definitely, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With the deep voice and things like that. Hereditary, do you guys watch
that? Oh, a new one. Yes.
Well played, sir. Wow, new one.
I was a fan. I'm a big fan of that.
That was a great one.
So I like Hereditary. Oh, yeah. That one, too, of course.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We had a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Shout out.
No, totally. Shout out to John Larroquette, who did the intro voice in the...
really?
In the beginning. You know where he reads in the beginning of the Texas
Chainsaw
Massacre?
That's John Larroquette. Of Night Court fame.
Night Court fame. No, you know this?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
Look at that. He watches a lot of Joe Bob Briggs.
I watch a lot of Night Court. But yes, John Larroquette was the intro voice of Texas Chainsaw. He was a college student. He came out and they got him.
Yeah, but shout out Hereditary. Hereditary, though. It was my favorite horror movie the last probably 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. That's a groundbreaking one.
Yeah. Ari Aster, the director.
A lot of different stuff.
Really good. He's got some great stuff coming up.
Did you see Midsommar?
Yeah, I saw Midsommar as well.
Did you like that?
I think it's... I like parts of it.
Yeah.
It does take a while to ramp up. It's a slow burn. It's a almost 3 hour horror movie. Yeah. So,
scary. 3 hour movies are scary. Yeah. We don't have that much time, but yes, you have a fourth one you can pull. What'll be another a last one here? We can
Troll 2.
Wow. Troll 2.
Wow.
Is this like a so bad it's good kind of thing? Like a so bad it's good. Okay. Yeah.
I have a tradition, I guess. Every year we have a Troll 2 night, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's this at?
Is that my house? Yeah, Mililani, Nob Hill.
There you go, Mililani.
Yeah,
Troll 2 night is the only one going on Oahu right now. Yeah. No one's doing that. That's great.
I love it. Love it.
Voted one of the worst movies of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty trash, but it's hilarious, though.
It's hysterical.
Like, yeah.
So many quotable lines.
Wow.
Very beautiful. Beautiful movie.
That's quite a pull, sir. Yeah. Gosh, makes me think of like House 2 now.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me think it's like all these. Let's pull in all these deep cut crap.
Yeah. Wow.
House 2 is one. What else can we do?
The Stuff.
You remember The Stuff?
We just watched a Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, yeah, Sleepaway. Shout out Sleepaway Camp. You a fan of Sleepaway Camp?
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see Sleepaway Camp?
No. Okay, let's not give away the twist there.
Let's not spoil. There's a twist
at the end. The twist at the end is very 2019.
Oh, there's, something is, yeah.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yep, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah, that was one. Yeah. Right. Oh, Freeze, you got that one?
I know that one. They made a cartoon out of that. Freeze. What do you mean?
Yeah, man.
Good
awesome
factoid there, Freeze. Well, woke up from that one. Okay, but yes, we got to get you to watch Sleepaway Camp. We should have a Sleepaway Camp party. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
That sounds awful, but it's just... I can't believe you... Oh, what about Return of the Living Dead? You a fan of the zombie movies?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right, okay, yeah. Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead.
I like all the Universal horror movies, too. You
know? Oh, the classics.
Classics, yeah.
Wolfman, Frankenstein, Dracula. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. And,
wow.
That's like...
There you go. You grew up watching The Monster Squad, obviously. Yeah. We're about the same age, so...
Yeah.
That kind of celebrated all this.
Remember Monster Squad? Kick them in the nards? Remember them?
Yeah, man. It was a Goonies ripoff, but with monsters. What's not to like?
Yeah, Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman, all in the same movie. What's the time frame for after Halloween? Is it going to run to Halloween Haunted Plantation, or is it going to run to the after?
Yeah, we're October 31st. Halloween is our last night. Okay. So,
same with the Ghost Bar as well? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there, and then, of course, Skull and Crown's open forever. I mean, year-round. Yeah. It's not like a pop-up.
Yeah.
Demographic for that has been really crazy. It's like we get, full-on tourists,
Yeah.
It's like they come into Chinatown. It's like 50% locals and 50% tourists. And
right.
You see the Ubers right on, Smith Street. And you see the bright fluorescent shirts coming out. It's like, oh, they're coming here.
Matches, I guess, the tiki drinks. But
yeah, and then you get the
good stuff.
All the
so Halloween
people,
is the official last night.
Yeah.
I'm off Wednesday night, man. You want to go?
There's a thing called work, all right? Getting back to scary things. People got to work. People got to edit this show, okay? Social media, it's a bitch.
I think I'm going to try to go. I think I'm going to try to go Wednesday night.
Okay, good for you.
Thursday night.
Wonderful.
No, but I'm going to go before Halloween. I figured Halloween's going to be like the shit show night, right?
Well, that's
going to be
Halloween is
our
only
gonna come
night.
Out
it's our slowest night?
Halloween night is our only night open.
Oh, it's the only night. Oh, okay. I thought you were open before. I thought you were open before.
That's it. Too late, bro.
But you can check out Skeleton Key, which is some friends and... the east side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have an awesome haunt there.
Oh, by, okay.
Jorge Garcia.
Oh, it's on the east side.
Yeah, from Lost.
Yeah, from Lost.
Oh, yeah?
Jorge Garcia from Lost. Wow.
So check them out, because I know they're open on the 30th. And
okay.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
Good stuff, man. I tell you, anybody that hasn't come to Skull and Crown, you got to check that out. The interior is great, so good stuff. And what's the latest future things? Anything opening up before we go?
I mean, we have some other stuff coming up, but
okay,
yeah, kind of under wraps now, but it'll be fun. Excellent. Yeah.
I tell you what, Sky, any parting words? It's a busy man here. This
I want to try to make it out there on Halloween if I can.
Good for you, bro.
I've never been out there.
I
don't want to go by myself, though.
All right. It builds character, okay? Just do it.
Just put together a group, and then I'll bring you guys in.
Assign me my own Samoan bodyguard.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out, Sky. Okay.
Awesome.
Brother, thank you very much for coming on, man.
Thank you very much.
Noel Laporga, everyone.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right, yes. Let's take a break. Sleep time's over.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Hey, there it is. There's the air horn. That was what we were waiting so much for. It's always a valuable tool, the air horn. Sleep Time's Over is back. And before we close out this fourth annual Halloween edition, the fourth annual one, it's been 4 years, I guess, we're going to bring the man who was here a year ago, I guess this month, today. I don't remember the exact date, but he was here a year ago.
Yep.
And
it was right around the same time.
He is the man of mysteries of Hawaii. Without further ado, Lopaka Kapanui.
Woo!
Here he is. To the horrific sounds of Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way? Are you going to go his way, Lopaka? isn't this relaxing? Okay, yes. Oh, yeah, we'll bring this up to you here. All right. So... It's 1 year later, and if you remember last time you were here, you can pull them out if you want.
Okay.
Pull this out of here. It was a year ago, and we were like in the darkness, and there was nobody here. And fast forward to now, a lot has changed. A lot has changed throughout the year, and I got to pull off and mention to you right off the bat, with the things that have happened in the past year with Hawaii, I guess, becoming more spiritual in the sense where you have a lot of stuff going on at Mauna Kea. Has that transpired over to your tours as things change, as people mention to you different things regarding since that took place?
It's kind of the other way around.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I won't go into that because we don't have the time. But what has been happening lately, and I've actually spent most of my life putting this off because... people's deceased relatives, decide that they have a message for someone who's in my presence or on my tour or at my ghost storytelling concert. And rather than communicate the message to their living relative directly, they want to communicate it through me. And so for many years, I've sort of been able to say, look, I'm off the clock. I can't help you. But within the past 6 months, the floodgates have opened. And so spirits of people who passed away, who are attached to the people who are on the tours or whatever event, kind of hijack the event. And they won't let the event go forward unless I at least channel two messages from two people,
Gotcha.
And so I have to ask you, or the people here, is if anyone's attached to the name Gabriel or Dominic? Nobody?
Yeah. No one?
It's interactive.
Yeah.
You? Dominic? Who's Dominic?
That's my older brother's name.
He's still around?
He's still around.
Yeah. Well, what's happening with Dominic?
He recently got a promotion at a job. He's now running the restaurant he works at.
But is Dominic your older brother or are you the older brother?
He's my older brother.
But are you the older brother sometimes? In certain situations, you have to sort of like...
Yeah.
Right.
He was like a jock when I was a nerd.
Right.
So I was always like, had projections on me to be better than him, but I feel like he does better now.
Right. Actually, I think it's not so much a case of you being better than him. It's more of a situation where you have to be there for him. Because as successful as he is, there's going to be times when he's sort of going to trip up, you know, and sort of forget to be humble. And so that's your role in his life. You know, during those times, you have to step in and you have to be the older brother. Okay. And anybody attached to Gabriel?
Anything with Gabriel?
No.
No? No. Anybody thinking of naming their next kid Gabriel? Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
No pressure? All right. Okay.
Well, so that was those names that, as you entered here, or when did you come across that?
As soon as I parked across the street.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so that's been happening a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just came from a tour tonight.
Yes, where somebody named Megan insisted that I had to mention her name, and I did. And Megan's younger sister was on the tour. And apparently Megan, who lives halfway across the world, has not gotten over her mother's passing. And so her sister is on the tour, is the one, just like this gentleman, had to step in and be the older sibling.
Wow.
And then there's much more, but, you know, like I said, we don't have time.
Wait, how is it always going to be October the busy time for you?
No, actually...
What's a busier time? Is it
April and December.
Really?
Yeah, everybody thinks, you know, December's the month of Christmas and merriment and joy, but December's got the highest rate of suicides. And as far as pagan holidays, that was really, really December.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then April is Golden Week, when a lot of Japanese people are coming in. And then, you know, spring break, so a lot of local people coming home.
Oh, not just taxes.
That too, yes.
Death and taxes. Right,
once again. Just
try not to say taxes, but all yes, right, there it know. Is. Yeah.
So last time you were on, we got into the history of how you got started.
Right.
And we got into the background there. So I wanted to try something a little different where we're going to go into different stories, not the usual, like I'm sure you've gotten asked a million times about the Morgan's Corner. And
yeah.
Asked you about while I drive in. And
right.
So we're not going to go that route tonight. We've
Thank
done
you.
That. Yes. So we did a listener poll of some stories of what the listeners wanted to hear that is not really the popular ones, the
right.
famous ones.
Right.
So the one that was, there's two of them. One is the Kaimuki Haunted House.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could tell the people that don't know that story, what is the background?
So that house is actually the house on 2nd and Harding. It was recently the hoarder's house. And the background behind that is in 1972, two police officers were called to that house because the girls who were visiting in the house were being physically assaulted by something they couldn't see. And they could smell the aroma of ozone, you know, like when it's about to rain. Yeah. So that's one of the telltale signs that there's ghosts around. And so the police showed up, they rescued the girls from the house, and down on Waialae and Kapi'olani was the old Oasis Inn. And they had to pull over, according to the newspaper report, and the actual officer who was on one of my tours, because they got the girls, the officer who was driving got the two girls out of the car, and the officer who was in the passenger seat was trying to get out, and he said he felt this huge hand grab him like over here, and while he was still sitting in the passenger seat, it actually lifted him up and pinned him up against, you know, the roof, the ceiling of the car before it let him go. Yeah.
Wow. Well then.
Yes.
Kaimuki.
Think twice about, you know, moving
in.
It's
always wishy-washy, Kaimuki.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't my favorite. But as we have some people from the Kaimuki area.
That house was notorious for paranormal activity for a long time, right? Was that the same house?
It was. Everybody thinks it's the house on 8th and Harding, but the only thing that happened there in 1945 was a mass murder. A guy just walked into the house and killed the parents and all the kids. One of the more unknown stories about the house on 2nd and Harding is that a Samoan guy who was in the military moved into that house with his mom, brought her from Samoa, and then he brought over his girlfriend from Germany, and she was pregnant, and the mother from Samoa was not happy because she told her son, I don't want grandchildren who are afakasi. She didn't want half-caste grandchildren. And so had the kids anyway, and the mom passed away, and Samoan style and Polynesian style too. You know, they're buried around the house, and Hawaiian style, the bones are kept in the house. So Glenn Grant showed me her headstone behind that house, and he said the invisible force that was slapping these kids around and, you know, throwing them all over the place was the poltergeist of their grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So. So, ladies, you know, check carefully the background of the man you intend to marry and, you know, your future mother-in-law.
That's an understatement, huh?
Yeah.
Dating in 2019. So, there's a listener poll question two here.
Yes.
The drowning ghost of Waimea Valley. Waimea Valley Falls.
So, it's not actually a...
what's that one?
It's not actually a ghost. It's an akua who lives in that pond.
Okay.
And the caretaker of Waimea Valley told me himself that now and again, the EMT will have to drive up to the valley and he'll have to go up with them. Because now and again, he said, a young man, 19 years old, dives into the pond, doesn't surface. They dredge the pond. It's only 30 feet deep. They can't find anything. And lo and behold, 3 hours later, the body pops up. And the caretaker said, without fail, every single body has bruised finger marks around the ankle. And the lips are swollen back black, like something was literally trying to suck the life out of it. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Let's go into the tours itself. Now,
that's a segue. That's a good segue.
Exactly, yeah. I'm not going to...
Right.
So the amount of tours that you have...
Aaron's had the life sucked out of him.
Oh, that happened a long time ago. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Because you offer a... I wanted to delve into a little bit more the crime tour that you have.
Haunted crime tour.
Right. Yeah. So let's, for the people that don't know about that one, what would that be about?
Unfortunately, a lot of it is double murder suicides. And the majority of the double murder suicides on the haunted crime tour were committed by women on their cheating husbands and boyfriends. And so men who come on the tour are not happy at the end because the cases are all documented. And those cases have what we call supernatural repercussions. So those places... are still haunted. And then we go to the old courthouse and talk about the Massey trial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how long is that tour per night?
It depends. You know, it's a customized tour, so it's up to the group how long or how short they want the tour to be.
Got it.
Yeah, I've gone on two of his tours.
Oh, you have?
Yes. I did the Waianae tour, which...
Oh, wow.
I did the Waianae tour, the Haunted Heiau. I did the Haunted Heiau tour with you.
Was this before we stopped?
This is before you stopped it. Okay. And then I went on the Haunted Town one where you took us to, like, Walmart, where there's, the bones buried behind Walmart.
Right.
On Keomoku.
Oh, okay, right,
stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah. And we went into Kaka'ako, and we talked about he talked about the haunted condos and stuff. The tours are fascinating. They're scary. They're really great.
And just so you guys know, we had to stop doing the Waianae ghost tour because too many things were happening. And it got so bad that I was afraid of someone suing us for spiritual possession. So we stopped it for about 3 years.
Yeah, that one, I remember you were giving everyone telling everyone if you had anything negative going on in your life, if you had any depression, anything like, anything that the ghost could latch on to, you probably shouldn't be on this tour. You were like, it was like your disclaimer in the beginning, and it was like,
Wow.
Of course, people who are depressed don't say anything until the end because they want to test the theory, and then it's too late. Anyway, next question.
Right, God, that's so 2019, right? No one admits they're depressed. Well, you kind of segued into, I was going to ask you, what scares you now? What is lawsuits? Is that really the one that's going to be the thing that truly, what of all the stories and all the history, is there something that still scares you to this day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dying alone.
Oh.
There you go, Dad.
Whoa.
Game, set, match.
Yeah. So, you know, I told my wife, if it gets to the point where we're in that situation, just have me at home. And I said, after I'm gone, don't bury me in some graveyard with a bunch of people I don't know. I said, you know, keep me in the house, the urn. Then I said, and, you know, every now and again, if there's someone over the house that, you know, you and I mutually don't like when they're not looking, sprinkle my ashes in the food.
Well played. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
It's dark.
That's
I like it. I'm into it.
I like it. That's great.
I mean, you know, spiritual indigestion.
Was that Ashby?
Wow. Yeah. Spiritual indigestion.
Well, hopefully this wasn't one of the things of spiritual indigestion, but we got to go with weirdest things that have happened. There's a million of them, I'm sure, but
yeah.
What's some things that stand out on your tour?
There was the night there was this guy. He was about 6'2". He was wearing the, you know, the cap that the French bicyclists wear. Yeah. It's that cap.
Yeah,
the
beret.
Yeah.
Right. No. It's the other thing.
A derby.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, the Lord.
That short bill right. cap.
Okay. And then he was wearing a windbreaker and soccer shorts and knee-high socks and shoes. And I kept looking at him all night because he looked familiar. And then the tour concluded in the graveyard at Kauai Ha'u. And I said, you know, brother, I hope you don't think I'm rude or weird, but I have to ask you this question. He's like, sure. I said, are you David Beckham? And he says, no, everybody says that, but, you know, I'm not really David Beckham. But he said it in that accent, and he had the tattoos all over his neck. And he wasn't with a Posh Spice, but it turns out it really was David Beckham.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
And what was David Beckham doing on a ghost tour, you know, in random. The middle of the phone? Yeah, it's very random.
By himself.
Yeah, with someone who wasn't his wife.
Oh, wow. Never mind.
There you go.
Oh.
We've turned into TMZ.
Wow. That's the tops right there. I got it.
And then there was Channing Tatum, but that's another story.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're going to leave us hanging like that?
Well,
really?
This guy came up on the tour and says, listen, you know, my friend over there, he's well known, and, you know, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't say anything about who he is. And I'm like, I don't know who he is. I can't tell. He's got this cap, like, down above his eyes. And so the guy says, well, you know, just, you know, make sure everybody. I was like, how can I make sure if you don't tell me who he is? And so by the end of the tour, they're walking away, and the guy turns around. He's like, hey, man, thank you. And when he went like this, it's freaking Channing Tatum. Yeah.
Wow.
And so it turns out Johnny Depp also has a habit of walking up and down 4th Street Mall. That's apparently the place that he likes to hang out because nobody bothers
him. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, he looks homeless, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, plus he looks homeless, right?
I mean, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, if you guys ever have you ever seen that movie from the 70s called Annie Hall?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
That's how Johnny Depp dresses like Annie Hall. Anyway, wow. next question.
We're yes, fantastic. We're just it's getting better and better here. What was all-time favorite ghost story of all the many stories? What is your top?
Ooh, it's the ghost story about the guy who had to raise his son by himself because. After his son was born, his wife told him, listen, this is not for me. I don't think I was made to be a wife or a mom, so I'm leaving, and she left. And so he raised the kid by himself, and the short story is that they were shopping at Pearl Ridge for the son's winter formal suit, and when they were walking outside, the parking lot was crowded, and people, like, racing all over the parking lot to get spaces. And he said the son shoved him out of the way, like, sent him tumbling, and then he heard this brakes screech, and the son was hit by this SUV and was killed. And so he said, you know, he just kind of like mentally checked out and would go to the son's school to pick him up, you know, not realizing the son was already dead. And I guess it's a tradition in Samoa that I found out later where you have to go sit out in front of someone's house to ask for their forgiveness, and you got to stay there until you're forgiven. And so the gentleman who accidentally, you know, hit the boy sent his son's to go do that, and this guy was telling the story. He said, well, that's the opportunity for me to go in the house and get a baseball bat and just negan these guys, you know. But he said as he was rushing down the hallway, he walked past the son's bedroom and just something caught his eye. And he said he stepped back and looked in his son's bedroom, and he said his son is sitting on the bed. And he said he knew he was sort of, you know, not mentally there, but he just stood there and looked at what he thought was his son. And the thing turned to him and said, Dad, don't do this. And he said, what do you mean? I mean, he said, these guys are out here. I mean, it's my opportunity to take revenge for what happened to you. And the ghost of the son said, Dad, if you do this, when the time comes, we won't be able to see each other. And so the dad went outside and forgave them. And when it came to the court case, you know, the dad told the judge, you know, I don't want to press charges. You know, sending this guy to jail is not going to bring my son back, and it's going to destroy his family's trust. You know, so went up to the guy, gave him a hug and all this. The sad part about the whole story is when he was giving the eulogy at the son's services, he said when his son picked out his suit for the winter formal, it was a horrible, horrible combination. It was like a tan corduroy jacket or purple shirt with yellow stripes, this tie that was checkered, red khaki pants, and these awful shoes. And he said he didn't judge what his son picked out for his winter formal because first time, you know, with a girl and everything. But he said, I never realized that that same outfit that my son put together would be the one that he's now wearing in the casket. Yeah. And that's the short story.
That's the short story, wow.
Yeah, so the gentleman who told me this this less than a minute story, we spent most of the day, you know, talking about it and him just trying to get it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like how the Lord dresses sometimes in some nights. Out there, right? That's a formal for you. Yeah, sorry. Lord Flores, everyone. Well, one question that came to mind as right before we began just popped into my head is, was there ever a moment after a tour where you would experience something strange or something that would happen, and after the event, you were like, maybe I should take a break from the tour, maybe I should even possibly just stop the tour. Has that ever happened?
No.
Yeah?
No. It's because a lot of people think that if you do something like a haunted house, which I've only heard good things about, or a ghost tour or ghost storytelling, whatever, that something will attach itself to you and follow you home. And so people ask me all the time, is something going to follow me home after this thing? And I always say, we always walk around with two attachments, one family member and one guardian. And so I tell these people, but when you come on a ghost tour or a storytelling thing, the atmosphere and the energy enhances or amplifies this feeling that you have something with you. I said, so nothing's going to follow you. You're fine, and it's okay. Except for the night that we were doing a customized tour of haunted cemeteries around Honolulu. And the entire night, we're on this 14-passenger van, and my wife kept insisting that this white car was following us. And so finally, when we're getting up to the last stop by Natsunoya Tea House, I sat with her in the back and looked out the window. And I said, so what's following us? A white car? She says, yeah, it's this 1966 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. And I'm like, I don't see it. But when we get to the cemetery and we stop at the first graveyard, and I'm sorry I didn't bring my iPad because I've actually got the picture on my iPad. And she shows me the picture, and now she's in this panic, like she's shaking. And the photograph is myself standing here. Here's the group. And right over here is the shadow of a human figure, sort of like following us and checking us out. And so as far as, you know, that feeling and having to stop doing what I'm doing, no.
Wow. It's always going to be a different situation every
always
time,
you know, right? I don't want to use negative terms, but I'm more concerned about stupid people on my tours than I am about ghosts and spirits, because people tend to want to do stupid things, you know.
What's the stupidest thing someone did?
Stupidest thing someone did was bring pork over the pulley.
Moron.
Yes, they came with the... I don't know how they got it on the tour, but they came with a mini box of manapua.
Really?
And Chinese roast pork. I think it was from Chunhua Cam.
Hey.
And we're at the Pali Lookout, and they broke it open, and they ran down, you know, that road at the Pali Lookout?
Yeah.
And like, come out, come up. You know, just doing all this stupid stuff. I'm like, oh, you idiots.
Where are these guys from?
Yeah. I don't want to say that.
Wow.
The initials are Punahou. No offense.
Private school. All these years,
we was right. How's you, private school?
Never mind private school already. We were right all along.
After the tour, they had the nerve to complain that, you know, they tried pork over the pulley and it didn't work. And I said, that's because you idiots are going the wrong way. You have to come from the windward side this way with the pork.
Yeah.
God. And so they got kicked off the bus. The cab or the parents had to come get them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Morons. So when is the next tour coming? How often do you work? I'm like, schedule-wise, like.
There's the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday tours, and in between that there's a lot of people who want customized tours. You know, they want to go to certain places, do certain things.
Yeah.
The only tour that I outright refused was this strange group from UH. I think they're all staying in the Mokiana dorm. Wanted to do a traveling Ouija board tour. And I said, no. Nah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, no. And they all claim to be witches.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, Hawaii version of the craft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the coven. Wow.
The craft.
So when you get these kind of these characters that they come up to with these ideas, like, how do you tell them no? Do you just flat out just get out of here? Or what do you just say it?
If it's absolutely stupid, I'll just say no and then hang up. But if I can see that they're sort of confused or not really understanding, then I explain to them, you're stupid. Yeah.
So you know you made it as an idiot.
Yeah.
When you got La Paca just saying you're stupid, click. Yeah.
Right.
So any questions you have for La Paca?
No, I just look forward. So let the people know how we can sign up for tours. Website?
Mysteries-of-y.com. There's also a YouTube channel.
That's something, too. Check that out.
Yeah, I had to record those videos at 4 o'clock in the morning because it's the only time my house is quiet. So if I look deadpan and not enthusiastic.
You have that look, so it works.
Yeah,
it,
that's why.
Keep that going. Keep 4 in the morning going.
And with if it's within reason, you will customize a tour.
If it's within reason.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, if you want to go to places where the family members of people who've passed away are still alive, then we're not going to do that.
No, for me, I talked to you about it before where we were talking about doing a specific Japanese obake.
We can still do that.
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about. Because that one was fascinating because I was being told a lot of Japanese obake ghost stories when I was growing up. So
yeah, somebody just requested a tour about curses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Places where curses are done and how to put a curse on somebody I work with, that kind of stuff.
I think Aaron's interested in learning how to curse people.
I'll bring a book. I got a marsh pen.
Well, he curses. He curses a lot of people on his show.
I got a pen. I got a pen and paper. Wow. So we're in Japan.
Who is that?
She's ready.
All right. She's ready to put a curse on somebody?
Someone's, yes. There's going to be curses going on.
The craft.
A lot of people cursing, too.
The craft.
What the obake tour? Let's get back to where were you going to have this? What locations are we talking about here? The Japanese obake tour?
You can customize it. It would be based on whatever I would tell Lopaka. Would be like, you know, what would be the areas or that you have where the stories would be
personally
based.
Personally for you. Okay,
and he would customize it for you. So you, you know, and then you'd I'm sure you would negotiate the price with us based on where we have to go and where we have to actually travel, right? And he has the bus, so like we've jumped in the bus and we all go together. And
Got it.
Well, before you go, Lopaka, one more thing. We haven't discussed a certain area that our musical conductor is dear to. The place of the town of Kailua.
Who's the musical conductor?
This
DJ Freeze. The gentleman behind your
ear. We ask ourselves that every week as well. But so he is from Kailua.
Right.
Scariest thing that happened in Kailua.
Or
one of the top.
I got to go home. What you mean?
It was actually on Oneaba Street when Randy's Drive-In used to be around. And I was in line ordering my cheeseburger and fries. And the woman behind the counter she was swamped. She was frazzled. And so when I ordered my food and she said, okay, and you know, I paid for it. She bought out this plate lunch, and she said, you know, baby, can you do me a favor? She said, you see that old Hawaiian lady sitting over there? And I looked, and there's an old Hawaiian lady sitting down. She goes, can you go bring her this plate of food? I said, yeah, okay. And then she says, oh, and after you give her the food, you know, say thank you. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So I gave her the food. I said, Tutu, here's your mea'ai, you know, mahalo. And she looked at the plate like this and looked at me and smiled. And I went back to the counter, and I said, oh, is that... that's your grandma or something? And she goes, no, that's Pele. I said, what? She goes, that's Pele. She comes here sometimes and I give her food. And I turn around and there's nobody sitting there, but the plate of food is still on the table. Wait, you live on the other street?
Oh.
No, but I live near there.
Kailua.
Wow.
Kailua, yeah.
Cheering for Kailua. Yeah. Well, go for it.
Then the Hollies came.
It's about time. then the Hollies showed up.
Pele approves of the howling, so shut up.
Hey, all right, there we go. Finally, Freeze with authoritative.
Lopak, we'd like to thank you very much for coming.
You can. Go ahead. Thank me.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Lopaka Kapanui. Mistress Hawaii is the tour. Check this man out. It's excellent, excellent storytelling, excellent touring. MistressHawaii.com is where we're going to find.
Mistress Hawaii Instagram.
Instagram, right.
YouTube, Facebook, Mysteries of Honolulu.
You had clothing as well. Was there? Did you come out with a while ago, like Obake shirts or theme shirts? Was that something?
Yes.
Merch.
We have the Inugami shirts and the Pono shirts as well. We're coming out with one now that is a lava flow, and in between the lava flow, you see one eye. And that shirt is because Pele, that's why.
Ooh, wow.
That's what it's going to say.
Pele, that's why. That's hashtag, that's trending now. All right. Lopaka Kapanui. Halloween, this is it. The fourth annual Halloween special. This is it, Sky. This is it, Freeze. Thank you, everyone, to be at the Highbrow for
I
being
scared,
here.
I scared, you scared, everybody scared.
Everybody's scared. Hopefully we have a job the next day. Thank you to the Lord. Hey. I tell you what, yes. Sleep time's over. We're out.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.